It looks like 2007 is off to a jittery start. Two email issues, a virus, and a weakness in Gmail set the tone for a nervous new year. For Wednesday, January 3rd, 2007, this is PodTech News. Gaming console sales, net neutrality, and some very important women who helped to shape our media landscape. Those stories coming up. For Jason Lopez, I'm Paul Lancour. The year is young, but a few stories already suggest it's off to a skittish start. One of the first things some people did this year was contract a virus through their email. It brought with it an automatic malware download. The message, called Happy New Year, with an attachment called Postcard, mainly exploited humans since it was time to coincide with some downtime on the virus protection front and our natural tendency to send emails with subjects like Happy New Year. A different email story caused a headache for Google over the holiday. Popular client Gmail came under fire for a weakness involving personal data and the JavaScript file in which it stores that information. Word of the weakness spread quickly on Dig and other sites. It meant that users could accidentally reveal things like their contacts just by surfing to certain websites while they were logged in to Gmail. According to reports, it didn't take the company long to patch the vulnerability. Negotiations to close the AT&T merger with Bell South, which was announced Friday, resulted in an unprecedented network neutrality provision. Net neutrality proponents say it could form the basis for future policy when Congress takes up the issue sometime this year. Catherine Girardot reports.
In order to get its $86 billion acquisition with Bell South approved by the FCC Friday, AT&T agreed to abide by network neutrality rules for 2 years. Network neutrality, the principle that all traffic from the internet backbone to the user's PC be treated equally, is sure to be one of the most politically charged tech policy agenda items in Washington this year. Other telcos hoping to monetize their build-out of the high-speed internet by charging companies like Google or Amazon for prioritized traffic won't be under the same restrictions as AT&T. But industry analysts say it's unlikely they'll try to oppose them for fear of public backlash. The FCC specifically exempted AT&T's Singular Wireless and its Internet TV service from the conditions. AT&T's concession came after a week of negotiations with lawyers for the two Democratic FCC commissioners who had opposed the merger. In Palo Alto, I'm Catherine Girardot, PodTech News.
Repair work is ongoing in the aftermath of the December 26th underwater earthquake that caused a major disruption to telephone and internet links across Asia. Taiwan's Chunghwa Telecom Company sent two ships yesterday to fix damaged cables. The task could take up to 3 weeks, and more repair ships may be called in. According to Taiwan's Central Weather Bureau, it was a 6.7 earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey put it at 7.1. Reports say that the first working day of the new year saw internet connections in Hong Kong at about 70% to 80%. That city's businesses should be fully restored by mid-January, when repair work for the first of six damaged undersea cables serving the area is expected to be complete. The whole repair project is expected to be done by early February. The repairs could cost something in the neighborhood of $2 million. Preliminary Christmas sales are in. In the gaming world, you might be surprised to hear that Microsoft's Xbox 360 came out on top. Rio Pacino has the story.
From November to Christmas Day, about 2 million Xbox 360 consoles were sold. Rival Nintendo was a close second, selling approximately 1.8 million Wiis, while Sony placed third with around 750,000 PS3s sold over the same period. Microsoft's high sales numbers shouldn't come as a surprise, since the 360 has been out for over a year and was readily available for shoppers during the holiday shopping season. The Wii and PS3, on the other hand, have been hard to come by since both systems were released in mid-November. For PodTech News, I'm Rio Pacino.
Consumer electronics drove chip sales in November, according to the Semiconductor Industry Association. Global chip sales climbed more than 11%, totaling almost $23 billion, almost $3 billion more than sales over the same period in 2005. The association projected about 9.5% growth for 2006, which is looking likely. For the coming year, sales are expected to grow 10%. The beginning of a new year is the perfect time to take stock of many things. One of those things, women in communication, is the subject of a new survey. Michael Klinger, our taker of stock, has the stat of the day.
In an increasingly connected world, communication isn't just big business. It's also really big business, which is why the results of a survey from a group called New York Women in Communications are of interest as we begin the new year. People, in this case women, who are excellent at communicating stand to gain in power and prestige, and women who are not, well, they may stand to lose. The results of the current survey of about 200 females in the communications business will no doubt be the subject of much study over the next few days and weeks, but the preliminary results are already clear. Let's start with fourth place. Meredith Vieira got almost 30% of the vote for most successful female communicator of 2006. She recently joined the Today Show, and that gives her access to millions of communicatees every day. Incoming Speaker of the House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi edged Vieira out for third place with 32%, even though she'll only be speaking directly to a few hundred representatives. And New York Senator and presumptive presidential candidate Hillary Clinton came in a comfortable second with nearly 40%, even though she's only got a captive audience of 99 other senators, or 100 if you count the vice president's tiebreak. And sitting safely in the top spot, Oprah Winfrey, who talks to billions. A word of advice to Hillary and Nancy and Meredith for next year? Book club. With the stat of the day, I'm Mike.
That's PodTech News for Wednesday, January 3rd, 2007. Produced by Rio Pacino, Catherine Girardeau, and Michael Klinger. I'm Paul Lancourt.